Do you guys ever struggle with your inner garbage?
That's a dumb question. That's a dumb question.
Do you ever have a problem? Yeah, Russ, I do. Well, hey, let's talk about taking out the inner garbage. Let's talk about taking out the trash.
You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. Yeah. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to call it a show now. It's a podcast. Our podcast shows, it's a guy sitting in front of a microphone talking on his computer in a home office that's akin next to his bedroom. Welcome to the show. I want to do a quick announcement to the forum folks. We are going to do an August goals check. We're going to do a check-in there, and there's a calendar set up now that you can RSVP for it. Danny is crushing the upgrades on the forum, and I freaking love it. It'll be end of July, so we'll just talk about what we're going to do for the month of August. We'll shoot the shit in a structured way about it. We'll get support. We'll give support. Plus, I get to see your faces. I'm super looking forward to that. So that's just a quick reminder, and if you're not in the forum, this is a goddamn advertisement for the forum. What are you doing? Get on into the forum. It's only going to cost you a dinner a month, and it's better than a Netflix subscription. I'll tell you that right now. You can get your shit together in a collective of people, and we're all doing it to get them going down. If you are struggling and you're like, I need an ADHD coach, but I can't afford ADHD coaching, this is the shit ski. It's still small enough that it's intimate. It's like if getting that one-on-one support is a big deal to you, this is the cost-effective way to do it for real. So that's my advertisement. Maybe I see you in there. On the topic today, I'm really focused on motivation lately and like the lack thereof, dancing on the edge of that depressive episode. Thoughts have been shitty. Thoughts have been real shitty lately, not gonna lie. And so I'm fascinated by, well, what compels us? What compels us to move our needle forward? How do we get beyond that? The bullshit. And I'm really fascinated right now with the visualization of the ideal self. And that vision that we have of who we are at our best to ourselves, not what we think we should be for the world, but who we are deep down, you know, every onion layer peeled, really deep down in the core, past all of our surface failures, our childhood traumas, all the way down to like that, the ball of light, our soul, whatever you call it, who am I? The who am I of I, and or whatever, however you think about it. I'm fascinated by that. And I'm coming to a place of trying to stave off this depressive episode. And I see this shit coming. I get caught in the loops of my past, not moving forward, just feels like it's circling a drain, stuck in my past, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that cyclical habit, the loop, being in a shitty place in life. Or even when I'm not. I mean, objectively, I'm not in a shitty place in life. I've got my struggles. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire just yet. But I could easily spin it. I could spin that and to find all kinds of bright sides if I wanted to. But when I'm in a depressive state of being, when my mood is shitty, my thoughts are shitty. I see what I don't have. And I come from a place of lacking. And I judge myself harshly. It's basically easy to see what a piece of shit I am. It is easy to point out what a piece of shit I am. You know, I don't have my shit perfectly together at this age. What a fucking loser, man. And there's also this trap that I feel like I've gotten into where my ideal self is measured up against what a particular individual would think of me. Like this soulmate, if you will. Like it's not about the things that I want or what would make me happy, but what would make this other person happy. Or my vision of what I think they would think. Like she would think I was stupid. She'd be bored by that. She'd find that unattractive. She'd think I was a child. She'd think I'm not manly enough. And like that shit, it's just not going to do for me anymore. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to know what she thinks anyways? And she's not even a real like a real person, truly. She represents the embodiment of every one of my past failures. You know, it's a culmination of every single person that's ever judged me or that I've felt judged by. So it could be just as easily be, well, what would my parents think or what would my kids think? But very often it's what this projection of this fantasy woman would think. And that's just me sharing with you guys some of my fantastic garbage. Look at all this shit. Check out my garbage. You guys want to come on inside, look at my trash? Check out my trash can? Look at this shit. Isn't it nuts how, like, we can do all this work and we can throw out the garbage and clean up that inner environment? You know, you throw out the garbage and then somehow the garbage keeps finding its way back. It's like, why does my fucking apartment reek of people-pleasing and low self-esteem? It's like there's this stink in the air of low self-worth and not feeling good enough. And then I look down and I'm like, what? I swear to God, I threw that out. Didn't I take care of that already? Haven't I done this a million times? What the fuck? The more that I dance with this, like the more I learn about it, the more I study it, even you guys, the ones that have reached out to me, shared your stories, the people I'm coaching right now, I have a lot of gratitude of the benefit of this ADHD Big Brother work. I'm fortunate to have a lot of these data points that I can share. And I'm seeing that, like, oh my gosh, I've been living with garbage for decades. There may be a time when there's no garbage. That would be ideal. That's, oh God, ideal vision. A stink-free environment? Wow. But what I see right now is that taking out the garbage, it's like brushing my teeth or taking a shower or driving to work. It's a thing that I do. It's a chore. It's a part of life, right? It's like doing laundry. The laundry will get dirty again. Those fucking dishes are going to pile up again. And this is all my effort of trying to be cool with myself about it. Like, there's this exhausted, exasperated, depressed, and just dramatic me who sees this inner garbage and is like, when is this ever going to go away? I can't do this anymore. And I don't think I've ever said that about, like, brushing my teeth. like when are my teeth just going to stay clean? That would actually be a cool invention, wouldn't it? What would that be? A pill that you would take and then a chemical comes out of your tooth enamel that whitens your teeth and freshens your breath. But I bet you that if it's a pill, there's going to be side effects. So it would be like, oh yeah, Russ has the best smile. Oh, freshest breath. Yeah, but you know, he shits his pants all the time now. Yeah. Daily uncontrolled volcanic diarrhea. It's right there on the packaging. And it's unfortunate because look at that smile. Oh, and I hear his breath is winter fresh, but no one's ever going to get close enough to find out. God, but look at that smile. Got to weigh out the cost benefits. All right, where was I? Being cool with myself, like being cool with a process, getting to know my garbage on a deeper level. Like, I don't think it's about learning to love the stink of it. I do think it's about taking out the trash as a routine. You know, so what if, I had this ideal vision of myself and I meditate on it. And if literally everybody in my life fully supported me, was on board, encouraging, believed in me, every thought I had was in alignment with my true self. And I was doing the thing that I wanted to do. Like, everything is wonderful. Who am I? Who am I as that guy? Have you guys ever done that before? Played around with that? Without any restrictions of, like, that'll never happen. I do this and it helps. And this is, I'll tell you my vision. This is full disclosure. In my vision, there's a very specific RV in my future. And I'll tell you right now, my kids and I, we went on my birthday, we went to an RV place and I found the RV that I'm going to get. It's a fifth wheel, but it's a toy hauler. It's an Alliance Valor 36 V11. Yeah, it is a toy hauler, but I don't have a dune buggy. I'm not going to get a dune buggy. You know what I'm going to do with that garage area of the RV? That's where my home office is. And I'm currently visualizing that my truck that will tow it will be a Chevy Silverado 3500 dually. I don't know. Maybe some more research is needed. In this vision, I travel from nature to nature. I live in my RV full time because my kids have graduated. They're gone. And I'm out in nature And I help creative adults with ADHD and depression, people like me, get their life managing shit together so they can spend less time in that paralysis and they can get past all that shitty shit and they can spend more time on the creative pursuits, the stuff that gives them the juice. Oh my God. That to me is a dream. And you guys are some of the most creative motherfuckers I've ever met, seen. And so my servitude is to help you guys get your unique system in place so that life doesn't have to suck so hard, you know? And if we look at something like this, like my 5-year RV situation, the hope and the inspiration and the possibility that it could happen, it's just as real as the dread, the hopelessness, and the depression of the possibility that it couldn't happen. Or what if it doesn't happen? For me, the challenge is about being able to live in the unknown optimistically. Like I know how to guarantee that this vision won't happen. I do nothing. If I do nothing, I can guarantee it won't happen. Absolutely, 100%. Boom. Done. Didn't do it. But I don't know how to guarantee that it will happen. That's an unknown. I can control failing, but I can absolutely construct it. I can put it into action through my non-action, you know, and I can achieve success at failing, and I cannot control the other thing. Boo to that. So in my head, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, if you think I'm wrong, but I'm going after the feeling of what it would be like if it happened. I know how to 100% guarantee that I have the feeling that it happened. I just imagine it happening. I can close my eyes and I can imagine it's real. It's like those acting exercises that I would do back in, you know, my acting days. I can whip up a feeling and by playing in my imagination like a child and behaving as though it's real. I can fucking whip up gratitude. And God, if that RV scenario was my reality, so much gratitude for that. The millions of dollars that I'm making, it's all helper money. It's money for helping. Holy shit, that feels good. So I've been working on this for maybe a couple of weeks now. And that reticular activating system thingy, that's all full effect. I'm seeing Chevy Silverados everywhere now. And RVs are starting to pop up on the road. And I bet if I decided that I was going to get a Dodge Ram or something, I'd be seeing those everywhere out there. And I think that, God, that's such an interesting, bizarre phenomenon, how your brain will filter out stuff that doesn't apply and it will focus on the stuff that does. I had this thought of what if that was the law of attraction, you know? It was all that magical stuff, like you can manifest anything. If you believe in it, you can manifest it. And the universe is like, oh, he wants a Chevy Silverado. Well, here you go. Here they all are. And I'm out on the road and the universe is like, I keep putting Chevy Silverados in front of this motherfucker and he's not taking any of them. You know, it's, you know, the universe is like, you want it or not? And I'm like, this universe, it's not like Grand Theft Auto, the video game. You don't just get to yank someone out of their Chevy Silverado and now it's yours. You know, we have title, registration, ownership, proper ownership. It's like, thanks, universe, but how about the cash equivalent? And then, you know, I'll go get the Silverado. Anywho, but what this has been doing is it helps me. I feel like in the quest for surfacing above a depressive episode or like a melancholic vibe or whatever, it's always more productive for me to feel inspired, hopeful, or purposeful. And so that's kind of my work. That's how I'm taking out a couple of bags of trash each day, freshen up my inner living, trying to get an inner glow going. I do that particularly through meditating, and I'm putting in a lot more time on the cushion, if you know what I mean, and I'm happy to report that it's helping. And that would be my challenge for you guys this week. Maybe not necessarily meditating, but like if you're like me and you get mired in the bog of depression, there's like a lot of garbage piling up. My challenge this week is that, you know, while you're lying on your bed, while you're zero joy chemicals in your body and nothing but dread floating around, take some long, deep breaths and ask yourself some ideal self questions. If you're at your best, if you're feeling the most joyful ever, if you're on top of the world, you're loving life, doing the ideal thing, living the ideal life for you, what would that version of yourself be doing? What does that look like? What do you look like? What are you wearing? I'm not judging you. I'm like, oh my God, what are you wearing? You're going to wear that to your Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony? Okay. it's a choice. Imagine everything. Play. It's just as real and it's just as fake as the bummer thoughts. So play. I think I like this because I don't have an expectation of accomplishing anything or doing anything. It's an exercise in me getting to know myself truly without the conditions of what I think other people want or expect. And that's a tricky challenge. So it's nice to for me to have a reprieve from that and give myself permission to play. So, and I hope that helps you guys as well. You know, feeling hopelessness and helplessness, low self-worth, it's a pretty shitty feeling. I mean, if we're going to rate it, if we're putting it out on a rating scale, I don't think it's going to top the chart. I think it's going to be pretty low. It feels shitty. And so, yeah, I've always been conditioned to not want to bother people with the weight of it. It's not so bad. You know, I'll live. I don't want to bring you down. I don't want to deplete your wonderful empathy. You probably wouldn't want to hang out with me anymore because I'm a bother. You guys ever get like that? So, yeah, honestly, you guys are always welcome to share your heaviness with me. I'll jump into anybody's fucking sandbox. I am open for empathy. So don't ever feel shy about reaching out. All the links-ky-poos are in the show notes. It's always just a clickety-clack away. And if you guys could do me a favor, if you guys are getting value out of the podcast, would you please rate it on Spotify, review it on iTunes, or I don't know, whatever platform you listen to it on? That would put a big smile on my face, and I truly appreciate it. And I'll thank you. And with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you later.